Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara is discussing the Tosefta, which describes how to be mechalik the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Aponim. The Tosefta says, Noitel Chala Mishtei Chalois, the Kohen Gadol takes one out of the two Chalois, Arba Ichomeish Mimaisi Lechem Aponim, Rabbi Omer Lo'ilam Chomesh Shnemer V'hoisel La'arnu Lebonov Mechta La'arnu Mechta Lebonov. Abaye explains that the Reisha and the Mitzioso is going according to the Rabbanon, and even though the Rabbanon hold the Kohen Gadol cannot take half, he has to take a little bit less than half, still he can take a Prusa Lav Oirech Aro, and therefore he takes one out of the two Shtei HaLechem, and the Arba V'chomesh by the Lechem Aponim. That's telling the Machloikas Tanakama and Rabbi Huda, if the Mishmar Nichnas takes two for Schar HaGofas Adlosais, and therefore if you hold like the Rabbanon, so there's really 12 to be Mechalik, there is no Schar HaGofas Adlosais, so instead of taking 6, which is half of 12, he'll take less than half, he'll take 5, and if you hold like Rabbi Huda that there's Schar HaGofas Adlosais, so there's really only 10 to be Mechalik, so instead of taking 5, he'll take 4. That's Shita Sabaya. Rava holds that the whole Tosefta is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the Kohen Gadol always takes exactly half, and therefore will take one out of the two Shtei HaLechem, and the Gabbard HaLechem upon him sometimes will take 4, sometimes will take 5, because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that there's always 2 for the Schar HaGofas Adlosseis, so there's never more than 10 to be Mechalik. So sometimes there's 10, in that case the Kohen Gadol will get 5, and sometimes there's only 8, if there's a Mishmar HaMisakeh, if they take 2, so from the 8, the Kohen Gadol will take half, he'll take 4. That's Shitas Rava. Now the Pashtus is that according to Rava, the ratio of the Braisa which says that he takes 1 out of the 2 of the Shtei HaLechem, that cannot go according to the Shitas Rabbanon. Rava is not maskim to the Svar of Abaya that the Kohen Gadol can't take a Prusa, and therefore he has to be mukim the ratio that says that the Kohen Gadol takes 1 out of the 2, dafka according to Rebbe. Now the Gvur Sari over here asks Akasha. Abaye learns that the Tosefta is going according to the Rabbanon, and when do you take 4? If you hold that there's Tzchar HaGofas Adlosseis, so there's only 10 to be Mechalik, so instead of taking half, 5, he'll take less than half, he'll take 4. So the Gversary asks, how many actually is the Mishmar HaNichnas taking for Tzchar HaGofas Adlosseis? Without this Tzchar, the two Mishmaris would have divided equally. They would have each gotten 6 out of the 12 Lechem Aponims. So actually, the Mishmar that's taking for the Schar HaGofas Adlosseis is really only taking 1 for their Schar. They're taking 1 away from the Mishmar HaYotzeh, and it's going to the Mishmar HaNichnas. So they're not actually getting 2 for their Schar, they're really only getting 1. If so, so 11 of the Lechems are going to the Shmaris as part of their Chaluka. 1 is not part of the Chalukah, it's for the Schar HaGofas Adlosseis, but 11 are for the Chalukah. 6 of this Chalukah are going to the Mishmar HaNichnas, and 5 from the Mishmar HaYotzeh. And if so, the Kohen Gadol, really he should be taking half of this, which is 5.5. So if the Kohen Gadol gets 5, that's also less than half. So why is it that the Kohen Gadol has to only get 4? In other words, both according to Rabbanon and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol should be able to get 5, that's less than half. Whether there's 12 available for Chalukah, or there's 11, either way, 5 is less than half. That's the Gvur Sari's Kasha. And he answers that the Shita of the Rabbanon, who are Chalik and Rebbe, and they hold that the Kohen Gadol has to get less than half, he says that's Mishum Kvoid HaMishmaris. That's to give cover to the Mishmaris, that the Kohen Gadol should not be getting equal to them. And he says, therefore, if there's really 11 to be Mechalik, and the Kohen Gadol would get 5, Enechanami, that's less than half, but it would not look like he's getting less than half in order to be Mechaber the Mishmaris. It would look that he's getting 5 as opposed to 5.5 to be Mechaber the Kohen Gadol, that he shouldn't take a Prusa. So Bishlama, if you hold according to the Rabbanon who argue under Behuda that there's 12 available for Chalukah, so the Kohen Gadol takes 5 instead of 6, that's clear that it's being done to be Mechaber the Mishmaris. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's 11, then by the Kohen Gadol taking 5, as opposed to 5.5, that's not clear that it's being done for the covering of the Mishmaris. It looks like it's being done for his own covering. So that's the terms of that kasha. However, he asks, we could still ask on Rava. Rava explains that Tosefta, according to Rebbe, that the Kohen Gadol always gets half. And when does he get 5? Rava explains that's because there's 2 for the Schar HaGofas Adlosseis, so there's 10 available for Chalukah, then the Kohen Gadol gets half, he gets 5. And here also the Gvur Sari asks, Why is it considered that two are going to Schar HaGofos HaDlosis? It's really only one. One challah is being taken away from the Mishmar HaYotze and is being given to the Mishmar HaNichnas. So there's really 11 challahs which the Mishmaris received as part of their chalukah. And if so, the Kohen Gadol should get 5.5. Because Pashas Rava does not hold of Abaye's Yisoid that Lav Oirech Ara, it's not proper to give a Kohen Gadol a half. So therefore, you should always get exactly half of the challahs, whether it's a whole or it's a half. So you should get half of 11, you should get 5.5. And Mikoyach, this kasha, the Gvur Sevi is Mechadash, that really Rava is also maskim to the Yisoid of Abaya, Lav Oirech Ara, to give a Kohen Gadol half. And the reason why Rava was Chilik on Abaya, he didn't want to explain that Arba V'Chomesh in the Tesefta means that according to one Shita it's Arba and according to one Shita it's Chomesh. That it should be totally in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So he explained that the Braisa is going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds of Rabbi Yehuda that you take off for the Schar HaGofos HaDlosos. And Dalet, V'chomesh, is dependent on whether there's a Mishmar HaMisakev or not. But Ein Echanami, Rav is maskim that you can't give a half to a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, Ein Echanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when there's no Mishmar HaMisakev, so there's really 11 to be Mechalik, so the Kohen Gadol should have gotten 5.5. But since Rav also holds you can't give him a Prusa, so he gets 5 instead. But Al-Kapayim, the Gvur Sari holds that Be'etzem, only one of the Chalais is being given for Schar HaGofos HaDlosos. Now this seems to be a Chiddush. The Pashtus, the Gemara says, the Loshon is Shtayim B'Schar HaGofos HaDlosos, that really they're getting two as the Schar HaGofos HaDlosos. And the Ritva is Mefurish like this. The Ritva says that two are for Schar HaGofos HaDlosos. He says, V'loi Chashivi Miminyin HaChaluka Klal, U'ki'ilu Ein Kan L'Chaluka, Ella Eser Chalais Bilvad. We don't look at it as if we're taking one away from the Mishmar HaYotze and giving it to the Mishmar HaNichnas. Rather, before they're Mechalik, instead of being Mechalik 12, beforehand we take two away, they're not part of the Chalukah, and we give those two to the Mishmar HaNichnas, and the remaining 10 were Mechalik 5 and 5. And if so, the Gvur HaSari's Kasha is not sure. The Kohen Gadol cannot take from two of the Chalais, because those two are not being divided as part of the Chalukah, they're being given to one of the Mishmaris as a Schar. On that, the Kohen Gadol does not have a right to take it away. So there are only 10 Chalais that the Kohen Gadol can take from. The Gvur Sari understood differently. He understood we look at it as if each Mishmar is supposed to be getting 6, and we take away one of the Chalais from the Mishmar HaYotze and give it to the Mishmar HaNichnas, so it's considered that there's really only one Chalai which is being given for Schar. So really the Kohen Gadol only has one Chalai that he cannot take from, and the rest of the 11 he should be able to take from. Now as far as the Kohen Gadol taking the Chalais from the Mishmaris, there seems to be a machloikis when exactly the Kohen Gadol takes his chalik. Is it before the Chalais are divided amongst the Mishmaris, or afterwards? The Ritva in the sugya over here, he's going and Shitas Rava, that when does the Kohen Gadol take 5 if there's no Mishmar HaMisakev? So he takes half of the 10 Chalais. And the Ritva says it's Muchach from here that the Kohen Gadol takes his chalik before the Mishmaris divide up the Chalais. Because if he would take afterwards, and each Mishmar would have 5 Chalais, the Kohen Gadol cannot possibly take 2.5 from each Mishmar. A Kohen Gadol cannot take a half. And therefore it must be that he takes his chalik before the Mishmaris divide up the Chalais. So when there's 10 Chalais available, he takes 5 out of the 10. And the Ritva says, even though the Loshon of the Braisa at the top of the Omud, it says, Nichnas Neitol Sheish, V'yoyse Neitol Sheish, it's mashmar that the Mishmaris first take their chalik, and only later on they give some of it to the Kohen Gadol. He says, Al-Karcha, you have to be madchik. It doesn't mean they mamish take 6. Rather, it means the 6 are supposed to go to them as part of their schar. But Lamaisa, the Kohen Gadol, will take his chalik before the Mishmaris get their chalais. Now, Agav, we see from this Ritva that he held like the Gvur Sari, who said that even Rava holds Lav Oirech Ara, that a Kohen Gadol cannot take half. Because the Ritva is going in Shitas Rava, and even in Shitas Rava, the Ritva is assuming that Lav Oirech Ara, a Kohen Gadol cannot take half. And therefore he was Mechiach that it must be the Kohen Gadol takes his chalek before the Mishmaris divide up the Chalais. Now we should point out that the Ritva brought this Raya from Shitas Rava. The Mashmai says that in Abaya, we did not have to say this Yesod. Now Bishlama, in the case when the Kohen Gadol gets 4, which according to Abaya, that's going like Shitas Rabbanon, the Kohen Gadol has to take less than half. And the case is when there's 10 available for Chalukah, so instead of taking 5, he takes 4. So there, Ein Echanami, there would be no difference whether the Kohen Gadol takes his chalek before the Mishmaris take their chalek, or afterwards. whether there's 10 available and the Kohen Gadol takes 4 out of the 10 because he has to take less than half, or the Mishmar is already divided and each Mishmar has 5, the Kohen Gadol would take 2 out of the 5. Either way, the Kohen Gadol would end up with 4. However, when the Kohen Gadol gets 5, which according to Abaye, that's like the Man D'Omer, that there's no Schar HaGofas Ad Losseis, so there's really 12 available and he has to take less than half, so he takes 5 instead of 6. There also, L'chaira, the Ritva should have made his same point. That Bishlama, if the Kohen Gadol is going to take before the Mishmaris divide, so there's 12 available, so he takes 5 instead of 6. However, if they already divided, so each Mishmar has 6, so how is the Kohen Gadol going to be able to take the 5 that he's supposed to get from the 2 Mishmaris? He can't take 2.5 from each Mishmar, he can't take a half. So he should only end up with 2 from each Mishmar. He should only end up with 4. So why does the Ritva not bring a Raya already from Shitas Abaye? Why does he wait for Rava? Perhaps we could say that the Ritva held that according to Abaye, as long as the Kohen Gadol ends up taking a total of 5, which is less than half of the 2 Mishmaris together, then he would be able to take 3 from one Mishmar and 2 from another Mishmar. He would not be able to take 2.5 from each one, but he can take 3 from one and 2 from the other. And he would end up with 5, which is less than half of the Mishmaris put together. So from here, the Ritva did not bring a Raya that it must be the Kohen Gadol takes before the Mishmaris divide. Because either way, even if the Kohen Gadol takes afterwards, he can still end up with 5. He can take 3 from one Mishmar and 2 from the other Mishmar. Akopanim, the Shita of the Ritva in Er Sugyo, is that the Kohen Gadol takes his Chelek before the Mishmaris divide up the Lechem upon him. Now the Chazon Yecheskel in Menachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, he brings this Ritva, and he says that actually it's Machlokes Rishonim. He says that Rashi and the Rambam are both Mashma, not like the Ritva. Rashi in Er Sugyo, Dibra Maschel L'Rabbonon, the Lashon of Rashi is, Nimtza Kulon Boyis U'Mischalkois, V'Kohen Gadol Chelek Im Shteihem. The Mashmais is that after each Mishmar gets their Chelek, then the Kohen Gadol comes and takes a Chelek from each one of the Mishmaris. And the Rambam as well, in Hilchas Tmidim U'Musafim Perek Dalin Halacha Yud Dalin, the Lashon of the Rambam is, Kohen Gadol La'olam Noitel Mikol Mishmar Chatzi Achalois Shezocha Behem Shenemar V'Hoysel La'aron U'Lebonov. The Mashmais of the Rambam as well is that the Kohen Gadol goes to each Mishmar and takes half of the Chalos that they received. Now it would seem that the kasha of the Ritva should be shver on Rashi and the Rambam. The Ritva proved from Er Sugyo that it must be the Kohen Gadol takes beforehand, or if not, how is it possible that in Shitas Rava, the Kohen Gadol could get 5 out of 10? If each Mishmar already received their Chelek and they have 5, the Kohen Gadol cannot take 2.5 from each Mishmar. So perhaps we could say that which the Ritva learns, that according to Rava, Rava's also maskim that a Kohen Gadol cannot take a Prusa, that, like we mentioned, is not Muchach. It could be that Rava is Chaylik on this Yisoid, he does not agree to Abaya. And if so, the Kohen Gadol would be able to take 2.5, according to Rava, because the Kohen Gadol could take even a half, he could take even a Prusa. That would be one possible Mahalach. Another possible Mahalach would be based on a Radvaz in Perek Dalet, Tzmidim Musafa in Halacha Yud Dalet. He's going B'shitas HaRambam. We won't get into the whole Shita of the Rambam right now, but we'll use the Svar that he mentions. He says that even if you hold that normally the Kohen Gadol should take his Chelek after the Mishmaris divide, but if by doing so, then the Kohen Gadol's rightful Chelek would have to be taken through a Prusa, then we would give the Kohen Gadol his Chelek beforehand. And therefore, in this case, if we would divide it with the Mishmaris before the Kohen Gadol gets his Chelek, and each Mishmar has 5, and the Kohen Gadol's rightful Chelek, which would be 5, would have to be taken 2.5 from each Mishmar, and he can't do that because he can't take a Prusa, then in that case, we would allow the Kohen Gadol to take his Chelek before the Mishmar is divided, and he'd be able to take 5 out of 10, which is the Chelek that he deserves. So that's another possible teretz to this kasha of the Ritva, but that's the other Rishonim. However, there would possibly be a nafka mina in this machlokes Rishonim. We mentioned before that according to Abaya, that if there's no schar hagafas ad losseis, so according to the Rabbanan who argue in Rebbe, and they hold that the Kohen Gadol has to get less than half, so if there's 12 available for Chalukah, the Kohen Gadol takes 5. And we said that according to Rashi and the Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol takes his chelek after the Mishmaris get their chelek, then the Kohen Gadol will end up taking 3 from one Mishmar and 2 from another Mishmar. Whereas if you hold like the Ritva, that the Kohen Gadol takes his chelek before the Mishmaris get their chelek, So from the 12 that are available, the Kohen Gadol would take 5. And from the 7 remaining, each Mishmar would get 3.5. So there's a nafkamina lemaisa. According to Rashi and the Rambam, one Mishmar had 2 taken away, they end up with 4. And one Mishmar had 3 taken away, they end up with 3. And according to the Ritva, each Mishmar would end up with 3.5. That would be a possible nafkamina in this Machloikis Rishonim. Now the Chazon Yecheskel that we mention, who brings the Machloikis Rishonim, when the Kohen Gadol takes his Chelek, is it before the Mishmaris or Mechalik or after? He's referring to a Tesefta in Menachos, which says like this. It says, Kivan shehokteru beiz bezichim, noisim chatzi chala lechol mishmar hu mishmar, vehein cholkem beineyem. The Tesefta says, how will we be Mechalik the Lechem upon him? After the Kohen is makter the bezichin, so that's matter the lechem, so each mishmar will get a half a challah, and they'll divide it within their mishmar. And he explains, obviously it's talking about a case when all of the mishmaris are getting a chelek in the lechem upon him. So there's 24 mishmaris, each mishmar will get a half a chelek. And when is that each mishmar gets a chelek in the lechem upon him? That's the din that on a regel, when all of the mishmaris are equal, they all get a chelek in the lechem upon him. However, he asks, where's the Kohen Gadol's chelek? How could we say that each mishmar gets a half, and their mechalek beinayim, it's mashmar the Kohen Gadol does not get anything? Why don't we mention anything about the chelek of the Kohen Gadol? And he says, maybe you'll say that beregel, when all the mishmaris get a chelek, there's no din that the Kohen Gadol can take away from them. But he says, it's mevur not like that. You see that the shtei alechem, the Kohen Gadol takes 1 out of the 2 shtei alechem, even though the shtei alechem is beregel, it's beshvuis, when all the mishmaris are equal, and nevertheless the Kohen Gadol takes his chelek, he takes 1 out of the 2 lechems, the other one is divided between all the mishmaris. And he wants to answer, based on this machlokes rishonim, that if you hold like Rashi and the Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol only gets his chelek after the mishmaris already got their chelek, and each mishmar only had a half a challah, if so, the Kohen Gadol won't be able to get anything. Since the Kohen Gadol does not take a prusa, and the mishmaris each have a half a lechem, the Kohen Gadol cannot get anything from any of the mishmaris. Now, according to the Sfar that we mentioned before from the Radvaz, that in a case when the Kohen Gadol won't end up getting his rightful chelek, then we will allow the Kohen Gadol to take before the Mishmaris divide, this wouldn't be a good teretz. In this case, we would have to allow the Kohen Gadol to take his chelek before we give a half a challah to each one of the Mishmaris. Now, the Chazon Yecheskel has another mahalach to answer this kasha on the Tosefta. Why is it that the Kohen Gadol does not get anything biregel? And he says that when does this Kohen Gadol get a chelek? When can he take away from the Mishmaris? That's only if the Mishmaris receive their chelek midin koyin ha-makriv lo yihye. Meaning that getting the lechem or the basar from a korban as a schar for their avoda. There the din is that the Kohen Gadol can take a chelek away from the Mishmar. However, b'Shabbos shabimei ha-regel, that the din is that all the Mishmaris get a chelek equally in the lechem upon him. The din is, and this is the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Daud Halacha Vov, that on Shabbos shabimei ha-regel, the avoda of the lechem upon him, meaning being mesader the new lechem upon him and the bezichim, and taking off the old bezichim, that's all done with the Mishmar HaKavu Eloizman. That we don't allow all the Mishmaris to have a chelek in the avoda. It's done by the Mishmar HaKavua. But the chilek lechem upon him, getting a chilek in the lechem upon him, that goes to all the mishmaris equally. That's a gzeiras hakosov, that on Shabbos shavimei haregel, we have to divide it to all the mishmaris. And if so, the Chazon Yecheskel says, it turns out that the mishmaris are not getting the chilek in the lechem upon him because of their avodah. The avodah is only shaykh to one mishmar, and we're giving the lechem upon him to all the mishmaris. They're getting it within a gzeiras hakosov. In that case, the Kohen Gadol does not have a right to come and take half of it away. Just like the Pasuk tells us, chelek echelek yechelu, that on a regel, all the Mishmaris take, even though only one Mishmar does the Avodah, that also tells us they can take away the chelek of the Kohen Gadol as well. In this case, the Kohen Gadol won't have a right to get half of the chalos. However, by the Shtei HaLechem, there the Kohen Gadol does take 1 out of the 2 Shtei HaLechem. There the pshat is, because the avodah of the Shtei HaLechem on Shvuis is done by all the Mishmaris. The same Rambam that we mentioned before says that since the avodah of Shtei HaLechem is something which is unique to a regel, it's not part of the regular Seder avodah, it's something special for the regel, and therefore the Mishmaris all have an equal chelek in the avodah. So there, when all the Mishmaris get part of the Shtei HaLechem, they're getting it because of their Avodah. And if so, the Kohen Gadol does have a right to take, just like any other case, when the Kohen Gadol takes away from the Mishmar, when the Mishmar received it as a schar for the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol can take it away. That will be the chilek between the Shnei Lechem and Lechem Aponim on Shabbos, which comes out b'regel. So those are the two Mahalchem to explain the Tosefta, which is mashma that the Kohen Gadol does not get a chilek of the Lechem Aponim on the regel. First shot was to say, because like Rashi and the Rambam, he only gets his chilek after the Mishmar is already get their chilek, and therefore he won't end up with anything because he can't take away, they only have a chatzi chalo, and a Kohen Gadol cannot take a prusa. Or the second Mahalach, which fits according to the Ritva, holds that Bederach Klal the Kohen Gadol takes before the Mishmaris take, so the first Mahalach wouldn't be a good teretz, or like the Radvaz we mentioned, that in this case everyone would be masking the Kohen Gadol could take before the Mishmaris get. So that the teretz would be, the Chazon Yecheskel says, that here the Kohen Gadol does not have a schus to take, since the Kohenim are not getting it as a schar for their Avodah. Now the Gvur Sari in Er Sugyo has another kasha. It's Mavur in Er Sugyo, the Kohen Gadol does not have a right to take from the schalos which are given as schar hagofas adlosos, or the chalos that are given to the mishmar hamisakiv. And he says, Bishlam al gabri the schar hagofas adlosos, we understand. They're not getting it as part of a chalukah, they're getting it as a special schar, so on that the Kohen Gadol cannot take away from them. But what about the two that are being given to the mishmar hamisakiv? What is the pshat? Why should the Kohen Gadol not be able to take away from them? They're not getting it as a schar, they're getting it as part of the chalukah of lechem aponim. And he says, just like we find by the Shnei HaLechem, even though it's neschalik to all the mishmaris, because it's beregel, still the Kohen Gadol can take a chalik, why should these two chalis that are being given to the mishmar hamisakev, why shouldn't the Kohen Gadol not be able to get a chalik from them? And he says, just like Shabbos Shebetoicha regel, there the din also is that the mishmaris all get it, and still the Kohen Gadol takes half of it. He assumes poshut, not like the Chazon Yecheskel was saying, b'das to Tosefta. The Gvur Sari is assuming poshut that just like by the Shtei HaLechem, which is divided to all the Mishmaris, the Kohen Gadol takes one of them, also the Lechem Aponim, by his Shabbos Shebimei HaRegel is poshut that the Kohen Gadol takes half of them. He says the Pasuk of Vahoysa La'aron U'Labonov, Mechtsu La'aron U'Mechtsu La'Bonov, is not mechalik between all year and Shabbos Bimei HaRegel. And therefore the Gvur Sari asks this Kasha, why is it that the two chalais that are being divided to the Mishmar HaMisakev, why can't the Kohen Gadol get a chalik from them? And the Gvur Sari answers, he says, since it's not Me'ikar Adin, it's only a Takana. Me'ikar Adin, all the chalais are supposed to be divided between the two Mishmaris whose rotation is now. And the only reason we're giving two to the Mishmar that's Misakev, the Kohenim that came early, or that stayed around and are leaving late, it's a Takana Schachamim, Lifnim Mishuras Adin, to take away from the regular Mishmaris and to give to them. And therefore he says, just like we take away from the regular Mishmaris to give to them, we also take away from the Kohen Gadol. We take one chala away from the Mishmaris Hakvois, and we give it to the Mishmar Misakev, and we take one chala from the Kohen Gadol, and give it to the Mishmar Misakev. But al kopanim, the gabi what the Gvur Sari assumed, that Shabbos Shebimei HaRegel, the Kohen Gadol will take his chalek, not like the Chazon Yecheskel and the Tosefta, and he was mechiach, he said, what should it be different than the Shtei HaLechem? The Shtei HaLechem is Bimei HaRegel, and it goes to all the Mishmaris, and still the Kohen Gadol takes his chalek, so the Lechem upon him on Shabbos Shebimei HaRegel should be the same. So according to what we said in the Chazon Yecheskel, we have a teretz to that kasha. By the Shtei HaLechem, there the Mishmaris are getting it as a schar for their Avodah, because all the Mishmaris have a chilik in the Avodah of the Shtei HaLechem, so there the din is that the Kohen Gadol can take one away. But the Lechem Aponim, which really the Avodah was done by the Mishmaris HaKvuais, not by all the Mishmaris, and still it's being divided between all the Mishmaris, so they're not getting it as part of the schar, there the Chazon Yecheskel said the din is, the Kohen Gadol cannot take it away. And if so, this would answer the kasha as well. What is the pshat? Why are the two chalis that are being given to the Mishmar Misakev, why can't the Kohen Gadol take away? Why can't he get one of those chalis? And the teretz is because the Mishmar Misakev, they're not doing avodah bechlal. These Mishmaris who came early for the regal, or they're still around from the previous regal, they're not doing any avodah on this Shabbos. So it's not for the schar, rather it's stam a din to give them two chalis. There the din is that a Kohen Gadol cannot take away one out of these two chalais. Now one final point on the sugya, The Rambam has a whole new shita on what does it mean, Mishmar HaMisakev. Not like Rashi and all the other Rishonim, that it learns, the case is that when there's one day between the Regel and the next Shabbos, if the Regel is over on Thursday and the Mishmar HaMisakev stays till Shabbos, or the other way around, they came for Shabbos and the Regel starts on a Monday, so in that case we're going to give two chalos to the other Mishmaris. The Rambam has a whole different pshat. The Rambam learns that the Mishmar HaMisakev doesn't mean all other Mishmarais. We're talking about the two Mishmarais who their rotation comes out around the Regel time. And the case is that the Regel was over on a Thursday, or that the Regel started on a Monday. And in both of these cases, one of the Mishmarais only has one day of Avodah. For example, if the Regel was over on a Thursday, so during the Regel, all of the Mishmarais were doing the Avodah. On Friday, the Mishmar moves in, they take over, they do the Avodah on their own that day. But on Shabbos already, we're switching to the next Mishmar. So there's only one day of Avodah for that Mishmar. Or the other case, when the Regel starts on a Monday. So Shabbos, the new Mishmar took over, and they only have Sunday to do the Avodah. Monday already, all the Mishmaris are going to do the Avodah together. And in that case, the Rambam says that they were misatzel. The Kohenim were lazy, a lot of them did not bother coming. Since there was only one day of Avodah to do, the Mishmar did not bother to come and do the Avodah. And therefore, in that case, the way we divide the Chalos is that only two of the Chalos go to the Mishmar who have one day of Avodah, and the rest of the 10 Chalos we give to the Mishmar who have a full week of Avodah. Because there are much more Kohanim who came to do their Avodah for the Mishmar who has a full week of Avodah than Kohanim who came for only one day of Avodah. Many of them don't bother coming Bechlal. That's the case of the sugya according to the Rambam. The Ravid over there in the Hasagos, he argues very strongly on the Rambam. He says, Kol Mashe Kostas Bekan Hevel V'Rayon Ruach. He says the Rambam learned the wrong shot in the sugya. But the Kes of Mishnah, the Radvaz, they all explain the shita of the Rambam. And as far as Ersugya is Mavur that the Kohen does not take from the two of the Mishmar HaMisakev, which according to the Rambam means the Mishmar that's only getting two because they only have one day of Avodah. So the Lecha Mishnah explains that since they're only getting two chalos, there the din is that the Kohen Gadol does not take one away from them. That's how the Rambam will learn Ersugya. Now the Mishnah over here discusses the Seder of Erev Yom HaKippurim. And the Mishnah says, Kol Shivas HaYomim Lo Hayu Mayinu Mimenu Maichel U'Mishneh Erev Yom HaKippurim Mimchashecha Lo Hayu Menichin Oysa Lechel Harbe Mepnei Sheha Maichel Mevi Es HaShena. Now there's an interesting Tosfos Ri HaLavon on the line of the Mishnah, Kol Shivas HaYomim Lo Hayu Mayinu Mimenu Maichel U'Mishneh. He asks, Teima V'chi Lo Hayu Misanim B'Zayin Yimei Tshuva. Pashtus, the Tosfos Ri HaLavon seems to be asking that it was poshut that everyone fasted during the 7 Yimei Tshuva, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So how could we say that Kol Shivas Yomim Lo Hayomonim Mimenu Maichel U'Mishteh? Now this is very interesting that he asks as a Dover poshut that one has to fast during the 7 days of Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. There's no Gemara anywhere that says such a thing. We have a Ramah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, that brings Hamidaktikim Nagu Shekol Echor Misane Asar Yomim V'chein Nochein Lasis. The Makar is a Mordechai in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah Simin Tov Shin Ches that brings that discusses whether one is allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, and he brings Raya that one may not fast, and he discusses that therefore some people fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to make up for the 4 days of Aseret Simei Tshuva that one does not fast, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah itself, Erev Yom HaKippurim and Shabbos of Aseret Simei Tshuva, those 4 days he doesn't fast, so there are those that make up 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Hakoponim, the Ramah, quotes this Mordechai, and the Ramah says that it's a midaktikim, it's not a chiyuv, it's only a minhag, and it's interesting that Tosfos Ri HaLavon seem to say that it's poshut that the Kohen Gadol has to fast during these 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. The Goyin, he's mitzayin on this Ramah, he brings a Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Emor, a famous moshul about a melech. He's coming to a small town to collect the taxes, and it says that when he's 10 mil away from the town, so the Gedolei HaMedina go out towards the Melech to greet him, and they praise him, and he's Meichel 1/3 of the tax. And as he gets closer, the Chashuvim go out to greet him, and they also praise him, and he's Meichel 1/3. And when he finally gets to the city, so the whole Am, Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf, go out to praise the Melech, and he's Meichel the final third. And the mashal is that also on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Gedolei Hador are Misaneh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel some of our Avonos. between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Yechidim are Mesane, and then again HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel one third of the Avoinis. Yom Kippurim comes and everyone is Mesane, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel the last third of our Avoinis. This is the Makar that the Gra brings to the meaning of the Ramah. You see from the Gra that there's no earlier Makar and there's no Chiyuv, on definitely not on everyone, perhaps only on the Yechidim. And furthermore, the Ramah himself, he concludes when he brings this halacha, he says, "Kol elu atayniyos in tzarich lahashlim." They don't have to fast until the end of the day. This din is brought in the Ma'aril, but al kapanim the Ri Halovan seem to say that it's pashut that the Kohen Gadol has to fast, and it's mashma that he has to be mashlim to fast also, because he's asking, "What's the pshat kol shivas hayomim lahayomaynu mimenu meichel u'mishde?" If the Kohen Gadol has to fast, it seems from the Tosfos Ri Halovan he fasts the whole day. And his teretz says that Einachinami means that Belaila, when he ate, then he was allowed to eat whatever Meichel and Mishnah that he wanted. Now further down the Omer, the Gemara brings the Ma'acholim that the Kohen Gadol was not supposed to eat, Shilayovili de Tumo. It says Esrig, Beitzim, Yain Yoshon, Basar Shomein, Yain Lovon. And then the Gemara brings a brace about a Zav. And on that brace it says, in machilon loisai, and there are other things mentioned, cholov, gvino, me grisim, these things a zav is not supposed to eat. The Tosfos Shonim points out that even though the brace says, zav toiloi b'meichel, that if he has a ziva because of a meichel, it's not matamahim, nevertheless, someone who already is a zav, he's supposed to refrain from these macholim, like the Tosfos Shonim says, because even though it's not matameh, but it's soiser, the sfiras yimei ziva, if he already has to count yimei ziva, and then he sees because of one of these things, that will be soiser, the sfira, so therefore he has to refrain from these macholim. And the Tosfos Shonim asks the kash over here, that there are some macholim that are mentioned by a zav, that are not mentioned by a Kohen Gadol. Why don't we say the Kohen Gadol as well should refrain from these macholim? And he says that Yesh Lemer L'Yechmiru Boi Kol Kach, we weren't machmer on the Kohen Gadol as much as a Zav. He doesn't explain why certain macholim we were machmer and certain macholim we were not, but he was bothered by this kasha that there seems to be certain macholim that we say a Zav should refrain from, but not a Kohen Gadol. The Gvur Sari as well discusses this kasha. Now the Hagoyis HaGro over here, he takes out the words Tana Rabbanan Zav Toilu B'Meichel V'Chol Minei Meichel. He doesn't explain why. And perhaps this is what he was bothered by, and he learns that the Sugya is not talking about a Zav B'Chol, this Braisa is not referring to a Zav, and the whole Sugya is only talking about a Kohen Gadol. And when it says that Cholov and Gvina and Beitzim and Grisim, this is all going on what the Kohen Gadol has to refrain from, and this would answer the Kasha of the Tosfos Shonim and the Gvur Sari. Now the Gemara on Amud Beis, Rav ki mikla ledarshish machriz man havil on the yoyma. Rav used to marry a woman when he came as a visitor to a town. The Gemara asks on that from Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. La yisa adam isha b'medina zu v'yelech v'yisa isha b'medina acheres. On that the Gemara answers, Rabbanan kolo islu. Then the Gemara asks another kasha from Rava, tavu li inasei v'nispaisa tzricha leishev shivanikim, the din of dam chimud. On this the Gemara answers two terutzim. The first teretz, Oiduye having Moideluhu, he would send a shliach ahead to be Mekadosher. So by the time Rav got there, it was after the Shiva Yemei Nekim already. And the second teretz of the Gemara, Yichudi having Miyachidluhu, Lefisha Einai Daima Misha Yeshloi Pas Besaloi, Lemisha Einloi Pas Besaloi. Now on this second teretz of the Gemara, Yichudi having Miyachidluhu, there's a few Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi learns, Yichudi Ba'alma Ve'ein Niskakon Lehem, Ela Shahanosi Isho, Ein Mesavik Misha Ein Lo Isha. Rashi learns that there was Nisuin, however he was only Misyachid with them, there was no Bia, and the point was that he should have passed Besaloi, but Ein Echanami he was not Boyal her. Now Tosis over here asks Akasha and Rashi, why is that called Hapas Besaloi? Lamaisa he's Osir to her, since he's Osir Mishum Dam Chimod, so there's no Pas Besaloi Bechlal. On this Tosis answers, Kivan Deshari La'achar Zayin Pas Besaloi Karinam Beit. Because if he'll be Nisave, he could always wait till after the 7 days, and therefore it's called Pas Besaloi. Then Tosfos asks another kasha on Rashi from the Sugya and Ksubas Davdalid. Misha Pirsa Ishtay Nida V'Loi Boal Hu Yoshin Beino Anoshim V'Ishtay Yoshena Beino Anoshim. There's a din that if he was never Boal, and his wife becomes a Nido, so there's an Isser Yichud. And if so, Tosfos asks here as well, since she's Osir because of the Dam Chimud, so how is Yichud Mutter? He should be also to be misyachid with her. And Behemshach Tosfos gives a teretz b'das Rashi to be mechalek between a bocher shlei baal biyomov to an almain who was already baal once before. By him, it's not yitzrei tokvai, and therefore by an almain there'll be no isser yichud. So anytime a person is getting married for the second time, we don't have this din. And Koshkein Tosfos says by these amayroim shahoyilam noshim bebeisam loytakif yitzrei kulehai. There definitely is not such a strong Eitzahara because they have a wife, Bebesom, so they don't have this din that they're also Mishum Yichud. Now the Tosfos Hashanim over here, he has another teretz to answer this kasha from the Gemara in Ksubis. He brings B'Shem HaRav Reb Yosef that the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about a Nida which is Asrim Deiraisa, there there'll be an Isser Yichud. Here, by Dam Chimur, it's only an Isser Darabonon, it's a Chumro, because Lamaisa, she didn't see Dam, it's just that we're Choshesh, maybe there was Dam and she didn't see it. Here, on this Isser Darabonon, we're not going to ask her the Yichud also. So we have two Mahalchim to answer Rashi, why there's no Isser Yichud over here. Either like Tosfos says, but that's Rashi, because that Isser only applies to a Bachur Shalai Baal Miyamov. Or like the Rabbi Yosef says in the Tosfos Hashanim, that here, since it's only a Gzeira Darabonon, they did not ask her the Yichud. Now the Ri in Tosfos has a whole different pshat in the sugya. He learns when the Gemara says Yichudi having miyachid lehu, the Gemara means that originally, when Rav said man havel yoima, he said that it's not li boil, that he's asking for a wife not in order to be boil, rather li yichuda ba'alma. He told her mitchila that he only wants to be miyachid with her, and therefore that there never was dam chimud. Since all she expects is yichud, there is no dam chimud, and therefore she does not become osur to him. And that's what the Gemara means, that he has pas besaloi, if he wants, he'll be able to be boiler, because there's no dam chimur, she never became osur. So Rashi learns yichud yavim miyachid lehu means that she was actually osur because of dam chimur. And therefore he would not be boil, he was only miyachid with her. Tosfos learns that yichud yavim miyachid lehu is the reason why she never became osur, she never had dam chimur, and therefore if he would want, he could later be boil her. Now the Sfasemus over here asks an obvious kasha on Tosfos. If the whole reason she never became Osir is because he told her originally that he only wants to be Miyachid with her, so then why is there Pas Besaloi? As soon as his Yitzra Tokfai, as soon as he wants to be Boil, and he informs her of his will, then at that point she'll have Dam Chimun and she'll become Osir then. So where is there Pas Besaloi? There's no way that he'll be able to be Boil her. At that point she'll become Osir because of Dam Chimun. And the Sfas Emes quotes a Chavez Das and a Dogel Merivovo, in Yeridaya Simin Kuf Tzadik Beis in Hilchas Nida, where the din of Dam Chimur is discussed over there. And the Taz over there asks Akasha on this din of Dam Chimur from the Maisa of Tamar and Yehuda, and from the Maisa of Rus and Boyaz. These are two cases where we find where one was Taiveya Bia, and they did not wait for the 7 days of Dam Chimur. And the Taz discusses when exactly was this Takana Darabanan of Dam Chimur, was it before these Maisim or afterwards? And the Taz says that Lamaisa, in those cases, there will be no Isser of Dam Chimur Bechlal, because any case where as soon as he's Teveil, he Nosei, right away there's a Bia, then there is no Chshash of Dam Chimur. Dam Chimur is only when there's a Taiva for Bia, which cannot be satisfied right away. Then there's Dam Chimur. But if there's a Bia right away, then there's no Chshash of Dam Chimur. That's the Teretz of the Taz. And the Dogel Merivovo over there is Mitzayin, that from Er Tosfos is Muchach, like the Svar of the Taz. And this is what the Dogel Merivovo means. Tosfos is Mavur, according to the Ri, that there's Pas Besaloi, because originally he told her that he only wants to be Miyachid with her, and therefore she never had Dam Chimud. And the Kasha is that when Lamaisa he wants to be Boil, so at that point she'll have Dam Chimud. So what's the Pas Besaloi? And according to the Taz, it's not Shver. Since at the time he'll be toiveya her, he'll be boil right away, at that point there won't be a chshash of dam chimud. Now the Chavaz Das over there says a different teretz to this kasha of the Taz. Why by the Maisa of Tamar and Yehuda and Rus and Boaz there was no problem of dam chimud? And the Chavaz Das says that only when there's a tviya for nisuin, that's when there's a dam chimud. But if there's no nisuin, there's just a bia, there's no chshash of dam chimud. And that would be a teretz to Ersig as well, the Sfas Emes says. And if eventually it will be Yitzra Toikvai and it want to be Boiler, and he tells her at the moment that he wants to be Boiler, at that time there won't be a Chshash of Dam Chimur because there's no Nisuin going on at that time. Now the Hemshech of Tosfos, Tosfos asks Akasha on the Ri. The Lashon of the Gemara, Yichudi Havi Miyachadi, Tosfos says, is Shver according to the Ri. The Gemara should have said, Li Yichudi Ba'alma. The main point of the Gemara's Teretz is that Rav originally told these Noshim that he does not intend to do a Bia, only a Yichud. The Loshin Yichudi having Miyachad Ilahu is Mashma what he actually did. That Lamais in the end he only was Miyachad, he didn't do a Bia. So Tosfos says that you have to say, according to the Ri, that the reason why the Gemara said a Loshin Yichudi having Miyachadi is because the Gemara wanted to answer the original Kasha from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there's a chashash mamzeros if a person marries women in different places, and that the teretz is lemaskono, since only he did yichud and nothing more than that, there's no chashash of mamzeros either. So that's why the Gemara said a loshon of yichudi having miyachadi, that lemais in the end all Rav did was yichud, therefore it answers the first kasha as well. And Tosfos continues, so what's the pas besalai if lemais in the end he can't do bia because of the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? On that Tosfos says that if it'll be yitzrei toikvay, so he'll do bia and then he'll have no choice but to bring the woman along with him back to his place. Now the mashmais of Tosfos, and from the Tosfos Hashanim here as well, is that only according to the Ri, the Gemara Lamaskana answers the first kasha as well, and you no longer have to come onto the teretz of Rabbanon Kol Islu. But according to Rashi, the Gemara was not chayzer from that teretz. According to Rashi, we only answered the second kasha of Dam Chimur, that we answered Yichud Yavim Yachadu, but Lagabi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we still have to say Rabbanon Kol Islu. Now the Yamsho Shleima in Yevamos, the fourth parak, Simen Hey, he discusses the Machlokes Rashi and the Ri, and he understands that according to Rashi, we still have to come on to Kol Islu, because according to Rashi, the Gemara was just saying Yichud Yavim Yachad Elahu, meaning until the 7 days are over, but after that he could be Baalel. Like Tosfos says B'das Rashi, that's why it was Pas B'Saloi, because he knows he can wait till after the 7 days. And how Lamais is he able to be Baalel after the 7 days? What happened to the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? It must be the Gemara holds, like the Gemara says earlier, Rabbanon Kol Islu, so you don't have that problem. However, according to the Ri, Tosfos says that the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, we're coming to answer the first Kasha as well. We're coming to answer why it's not a problem of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And that the Teretz is that Yichud Yavim Yachad Elahu. According to the Ri, Yichud Yavim Yachad Elahu means that all he did was Yichud, and even after the 7 days, he only was Miyachad with her. Because he can't be Baalel, because of the dinner of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And if you ask, so where's the Pas B'Saloi? That Tosfos says, because he always has the option of being Baalel, and afterwards bringing her back to his Medina. But Rashi doesn't say that. According to Rashi, there's no tzad that he plans on bringing her back to his Medina. And Rashi learns, Yichud Yavim Yachad Elahu, until after the 7 days, then he was Baalel. How is he able to be Baalel? It must be the Gemara is still going with the Teretz of Rabbanon Kol Islu. That's the Machlokes Rashi and the Ri in the Sugyo. Now we'll take a look at the Rambam. There's a Machlokes over here between the Rambam and the Ravid, which is similar to the Machlokes Rashi and the Ri. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Isurei Bia. In Halacha Tes, he brings the din of Dam Chimud. He says, Kol Bas Shatovu Lehinosei Verotis Shoya Zayin Yemei Nekiyim. Anytime there's a Tzviya Lehinosei, you have to wait 7 days. In Halacha Yud, he says, He says, this is a chumra from the Zman of Gemara, ve'ein losser mimena lo'ilom. Lefikach, kol isha sherotis, kishatavu lihinosei, loiti nosei ad shetisbar v'titbar. The Rambam adds that you can't have nisuin until after the 7 days and she's tayvul. And then he continues, he says, ve'imnisis l'talmud chocham, muteres lihinosei miyad, v'titbar me'achar shenisis v'titbar. The Rambam adds that there's a din that you can't have nisuin bechlal until after the 7 days because of dam chimud. However, a Talmud Chacham could do nisuin right away, and after nisuin he could wait until the 7 days are over, and then she's toivo, and then he's mutter to her. Now the Ravid over there says, where did the Rambam get this din? From Er Sugyo. The Gemara says, Yichud Yavim Miyachadi. In other words, he did nisuin, but he wasn't boyo. And mikoyach this Gemara, the Rambam's mechadish, that even though a regular person, we do not allow them to do nisuin until after the 7 days are over, a Talmud Chacham were matter for him to do nisuin right away, and we're soimich on him that he's not going to be boyo. So even though the Rambam holds as a din that anyone else, a regular person, it's also for them to have nisuin until she's toivel, a Talmud Chacham or more mekel, we allow him to have nisuin, and then afterwards he waits till the 7 days in order to be boil. But more than that, the Ravid, as well as the Magen Mishnah, are mavur, that the Rambam holds that the heter for yichud over here, which is what Tosfos asked from the Gemara in Ksubis, what's the heter for yichud? Just like by Nida, we find that if he was never Boil yet, he's Asr B'Yichud. Here also, he should be Asr B'Yichud. And that the Rambam holds that there's no Isser Yichud, because by a Talmud Chochem or Seimach on him, he knows that he's not going to come to be Boil. So this is another teretz to the Kasha that Tosfos asked on Rashi from the Gemara in Ksubis. Why is there no Isser Yichud? According to the Rambam, there's a special heter for a Talmud Chochem. And the truth is, the Rambam himself does not hold of the teretz that Tosfos gives. Tosfos is mechalek between a bochur and a person who was married before. The Rambam, when he brings the din of who yoshen bein anoshim, vi yoshen bein anoshim, the Rambam in Perek Chav Beis, Hilchos Yisuri Bio, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam makes no chilek between a bochur and a almain. Tzmashmi does not hold of this chilek. However, the Rambam holds there's no problem of Isser Yichud because the Talmud Chochem were mekel. Now the Ravid over there is chilek on the Rambam. The Ravid learns a different pshat in our Gemara. He says when the Gemara says Yichudi Avim Yachadilu means that they never did Nesu'in Bechlal, and he learns that the Loshen Yichudi Avim Yachadi means not that he was misyachid with them, rather he designated them to be a wife for him, and that's enough to be pas pesaloi. He knows that there's a woman who set aside, and if he wants he can marry her, that's enough for pas pesaloi. Now, according to the Ravid, Lemaisa, there's no chash dam chimur, similar to Tosfos. Tosfos also says that she doesn't have a chash dam chimur because he tells her originally that he doesn't want to be boiler, he just wants to be miyachid with her. The Ravid is similar to this, but a little bit different. The Ravid learns that yichud doesn't mean like Tosfos that he's Lemaisa going to be misyachid with her. The word yichud means that he's designating her, but Lemaisa he's not doing anything yet. He's not doing nesuin, he's not being miyachid with her. But he has passed Bessali because if he wants to be Bailer, he could do it right away because she's mutter. There was never a chash dam chimud according to the Ravid. So Rashi and the Rambam are similar. They both hold that there's Nesu'in over here and that he's miyachid with her and there's no problem of yichud. The Rambam says a new reason because he's a Talmud Chochem. We're not choshish that he's going to be nichshol. Now the Yamsha Shleiman Yevamis, he wants to say that Rashi will also hold like this teretz of the Rambam. The Yamsha Shleiman does not like the chilek that Tosfos Bayah says b'das Rashi, that there's a chilek between a bochur and a nosui. He says the sugya over there is mashma, that the only chilek is whether he was baal once or he was not. But if he was never baal with this woman, even if he was once baal b'yomov, he still will have an iser yichud. And he says Rashi will hold like the Rambam, that a Talmud Chochem does not have this iser. And the Yamsha Shleiman says that both according to Rashi and the Rambam, the Gemara was not chuzer from what we said before to answer the kasha from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that Rabbanon kol islu. The Gemara never meant to answer that kasha because Yichud Yavim Miyachidu means that until the 7 days he's Miyachid with her, afterwards he could be Baalel. And there's pas pesaloi, what happened to the dinner of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we're not chayshish for that because Rabbanon kol islu. And therefore he says the Rambam paskins lahalocha, the din of kol islu. Even though he paskins the din of Yichudi Havi Miyachadi Lehu, like we mentioned before, still he has to come on to Rabbanon Kol Islu. That Rambam is in Perek Chof Aleph, Hilchos Yisurei Bio, Halocha Chof Tes. The Rambam paskins the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Lo Yisa Odom Isha B'Medina Zu, V'Isha B'Medina Acheres, Shema Yarichu Hayomim, V'Nimsa Ben, Noisa Achoisoi, V'Achois Imai, V'Achois Ovi, V'Kiyotzibai, V'Einu Yodea. V'im haya adam gadol sheshma yadua v'harei zarei mefursomim v'yaduim harei ze mutter. The Rambam paskins that Talmud Chochem kol islu. And the Yamsha Shleiman explains that even though the maskana of the Gemara says yichudi avim miyachad ilu, that the Rabbanim would only did yichud, that's just to answer the kasha of dam chimud. But enech nami after 7 days they were boil. And how are they mutter to be boil? What happened to the dinner of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So we still have makar from this sugya that Rabbanon kol islu because the Gemara wasn't chayzer from that. So the Rambam paskins l'maisa that din that someone who's mefursum does not have to worry about the dinner of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now the Ravid asked the kasha on the Rambam that what does the Rambam hold by Misha Pirsa Ishtei Nida? There the Gemara in Ksuba says that there's an Isser Yichud. Are we going to say there also that a Talmud Chacham does not have that Isser? So the Kesef Mishnah dwells on this kasha, and he says L'cher should be a kolshkein. If by dam chimud, which is only iser darabonon, we're mekel and we say that a Talmud Chochem we're seimachanim and we're not choishes she's going to be mezalzel in the takonas chachamim, so kolshkein pirsa nida, which is iser kareis, we should be seimachan the Talmud Chochem and be matar yichud. L'maisa, the Rambam himself does not make such a chilik when he brings the din of pirsa nida. In Yisurei Biyo Chav Beis, Halacha Aleph, he brings the din of pirsa nida and he's not mechalik between a Talmud Chochem and anyone else. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Magen Mishnah that answers this kasha, and the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that only by Isser Darabonon of Dam Chimur there were Mekel on a Talmud Chacham or Matar B'Yichud. The opposite Svara of the Kesef Mishnah. And the truth is that Tosfos Shulchan Bayos mentioned this Svara B'Shem Rabbeinu Yosef. He was coming to answer for Shitas Rashi. Why do we don't say there's Isser Yichud over here in the Sugya? And by Amnido, there is Isser Yichud. Now the same Chilik we could say B'das HaRambam. The Rambam was matter for a Talmud Chacham, a Isser Yichud by Dam Chimud. The Rambam could hold that only by Dam Chimud were matter for a Talmud Chacham, but not by Dam Nido, which is Isser Deraisa. So just to make a Sikum, we have three Mahalchim in the Sugya. Rashi and the Rambam learned that when the Gemara says Yichud Yavim Miyachad Iluhu, the Gemara is coming to answer only the second kasha, why is there no Isser of Dam Chimud? And that the Gemara answered that he only did Yichud, he was not Boyal. And like Tosfos explained, that there's still a Pas Besali because he can always wait till after the 7 days and then be Boyal. The second Shita was the Shita Sarbi in the Sugya, that Yichud Yavim Miyachad Iluhu means he said beforehand that all he plans to do is Yichud and not Bia, and therefore there's no chash of Dam Chimud, and therefore if it's Yitzhar Tokfei Lamaisa, he could be Bayal her because she never became Aser. And in that case, like Tosfos says, Einich Nami will have to bring her back to his place. And the third Shita is the Ravid, which the Rishash and Arasugya says that's actually the Tosfos Hashanim's first pshat. He says if you're Medayik in the first pshat of Tosfos Hashanim Bayos, it's much more like the Ravid, that Yichud Yavim Yachdi means that he did not do Nesu'in, he just designated her. And that would be enough to have Pas Besala. He knew that there was someone available in case of a Yitzhar Toikfei. But Lamaisa, all he did was be Miyachid her, he just designated her. Now he said that Bedas Rashi and the Rambam, what's Lamaisa the heter for Yichud? Lamaisa, she's usher to him with the Isra because of Dam Chimud. So on that we had three Mahalchim to answer this. Tosfos said Bedas Rashi to be Mechalik that the Isser Yichud we only find by a Bochur, not by a Nosli. Once he was married, once he does not have this Isser. The Rambam is the second answer to this. The Rambam is Mechalik that a Talmud Chacham does not have this Isser Yichud. And the third Teretz we mentioned, the Tosfos Hashanah B'Shem Rabbeinu Yosef, that the Isser Yichud was not said Bechlal over here, since it's only a Chumra Darabonon, so therefore even without coming on to say that he's a Talmud Chacham and he has a special Heter, Rabbeinu Yosef holds that the Isser was not said Bechlal on anyone, it was only said by Isser Deraisa and not by this Chumra Darabonon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.